Yes? Now it's on, right? It's on. Okay. We're going to read from Mark 7, 24 to 30. Can you see? What's that? Yes, 24 to 30.
Okay. From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed.
Thank you. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that you gathered us here for this special day that you have made for us to rejoice and to be glad in it, Lord. I thank you for everything that you're preparing for this wonderful banquet, for this wonderful table full of grace and mercy and your presence and your glory, Lord, to feed us and to make us grow in your presence, Lord. I pray, Lord, to open our eyes for your word, to open our mind and our hearts to receive and to obey every single word that we are going to hear today. I pray, Lord, for our children as they are going to their class, to bless them, protect them from any attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, give them, Lord, a word of life, word of transformation, word that will show them your glory in their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. I spoke last time in the same passage, so I'm gonna take a part from the same story. But before I do that, I really feel I would like to do something. I would like you to go and say hi to someone, not in the same area that you used to sit every Sunday. So move. Don't sit in the same place. Go say hi to someone a little bit far from your place. Come on, say hi, say good morning, say... Yeah, not the same place, not the same place. And when I say stop, you stop. When I say stop, you stop. Okay. Okay. And now stop. Stop. Wherever you are, sit there. Wherever you are, sit there. Don't go back to your place. Don't go back to your place. Sit there. No, take your stuff and go. Take, no, no, no. I see you. I see you. Yeah. Take your stuff and go. Take your stuff and go. Yes. Go, go. Don't go to your place. Everyone going to his place. Okay, yesterday, 2 days ago, Wednesday, we had a home group at the Moncayos. And Friday night. So 2 days ago. Sorry, 2 days ago. And the word was, stop wandering around this mountain and move towards the north. And the subject was leaving our comfort zone. Leaving our comfort zone. Sometimes, or not sometimes, every single one of us likes to sit in the same place when we come to church. Do you agree with me? Yes? And today I felt like, let's do this practically. Let's change our spots in the church, and I would like to ask you, how do you feel? I know. Which is more often. What do you feel when you are not sitting in the same spot of the church every time? What do you feel? Something new. What else? You can speak. You know, we're in democracy, church, and you can, whatever. New opportunity to meet some people, some other people. You're not sitting in next to the same person every day. You're gonna, you know, interact and know them more. And you know, it's scary sometimes. Oh, it's not changing the spot in the church, but leaving our comfort zone, sometimes it's really scary. And I get nervous about it. What I don't know that place. I don't know what will happen. I don't know who's there, you know? But it's if we obey, God will do wonderful things in our life, you know? Moving. The verse was, stop wandering around this mountain. They were turning around over and over and over and over all the time. And God said, stop wandering around. You feel like you're moving, but you're not moving. You're just moving, but you're not going forward. Yeah? They are just moving, but they are not going forward. Are they closer to the promised land? We're moving. Everything is moving. But are they closer to the promised land? No, they are just wandering around, doing the same thing over and over and over as a habit, as a tradition. We sit in the same place. We come to Sunday from 11 to 12:30 or 1. We eat the same food. We eat the same food. And drink the same drink, and go home, and come back, and do the same thing over and over and over. This is wandering around. Instead, move to the north. Wherever the your north is, move to the north. Move. Don't be wandering around. Can you say amen, church? Can you say amen? Amen, that you mean it. Amen. That you're gonna stop wandering around, and you're gonna move somewhere. No, don't move from church. Or I'm not saying that. But in your spiritual life, in your spiritual growth with Christ, you're gonna move somewhere. You're not be the same after 20 years being with Christ. You're the same. Why? Move. Amen. Amen? And pray that God will take you to new places, a new level of maturity, new level of growth. Amen? Okay, today the message is not the message that I shared now, but it's from the same story that I shared before, which is in Mark 7, 24 to 30, or Matthew 15, 21 to 28. The same story that Jesus left and he went to a place called Sidon or Sidon, and he met a woman from a Canaanite woman, and she was not a Jewish, and she had a daughter, for those who were not here last time. And the daughter was possessed with demon, possessed. And she was crying for Jesus to deliver her daughter. And Jesus said, it's not good to take the bread off, the children's bread, and give it to the dogs. And she answered, and her answer, and maybe this is the first time that someone gives answer, unexpected answer to Jesus. Always Jesus, he gives the unexpected. You remember that? When he said, when they asked him, shall we give tax to Caesar? They were expecting yes or no, and he gave them the third answer, which is give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. Yeah? This lady gave the unexpected answer. She said, yes, but the dogs eat from the crumbs that falls from their master's table. Jesus was not insulting her because in their culture, in the woman's culture, dogs were not dirty or unclean. Actually, they had a god in her culture, a god with the shape of a dog. So it's not like something insulting for her, but for the people that hearing, Jesus was like, "Hoo-hoo, give her more," you know. But the word that Jesus said, when I went home after last Sunday, I thought about it more. She believed that the crumb that will fall from Jesus, any small thing, any small touch, any small visitation from Jesus will heal her daughter. How much more her faith of a real bread? She has a great faith that the real bread, if a crumb can satisfy my need, if a little bit of visitation of Jesus will satisfy my need, how much more can the real food, can the real bread do for me? Do you get this? A little bit will heal me. But how much more the real food, the real bread, the whole loaf of bread will do for me? I will be not only satisfied with all my need, I will be overflowing. Amen? Amen? So, when I thought about this story again and again and again and again since I was speaking about it last time, I thought about the phrase, it's not good to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. I thought about the phrase, children's bread. Okay? So today we're going to talk about the children's bread. The children's bread, Jesus declared himself in John 6, 32 and 33, Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it's not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Now Jesus speaking and doing a little bit of confrontation with the Jews. Okay? The Jews believe when they were wandering in the desert for 40 years that God sent them the heavenly bread. Okay? That they have the answer, that they have the satisfaction of the soul and the spirit. We have Moses and he gave us the true bread. But Jesus said, no, very, very truly I tell you, it's not Moses that who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Verse 33, for the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The true bread that comes from the Father gives life to whoever believes, gives life to the world. In verse 34, sir, they said, always give us this bread. We want this bread that Whoever eats it will never die. Give us this bread, that the bread of life. Moses gave us a bread that it was good for us in the wilderness. But you're saying that there is a new true bread. Give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, this is when the trouble happens. Then Jesus declared, say declared. Say it again, declared. So then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Just a minute. What are you saying? What are you saying? You're saying you are the bread? You are the bread of life? Yes. Yes. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never go be thirsty. At this, the Jews there began grumbling about him being because he said, I am the bread that came from heaven. Why? Why? Because they had expectation that Moses brought them the bread in the wilderness, and the Messiah that will come, he will bring again the manna. He will bring the bread from heaven again. And now you're saying that you are the bread of life, and you are saying that you are the true bread. Yes, I am saying that. They were so mad when, you know, the most religious religion, I think they are the Jews. They are following everything like it's like with the letter. And if you just say anything against what they believe, they are no big time. And they are hearing now that Jesus saying that I am the bread, I am. They were expecting the same thing happen like Moses. The bread was sent from heaven and they ate it. Their experience, listen, because I just heard it. They had experience. And they want the same experience. The experience at that time for this season was enough. To have the bread of that, to have the manna for the wilderness was enough. But they were waiting the Messiah to do the same thing. They were waiting the Messiah to bring satisfaction again with the same way. You can't. You can't. You know what this is? This is wandering around. This is wandering around. This is not moving. This is not growing with God. This is depending on what I have experienced in the past. It's not enough. The Messiah is coming. But do not put him in a box. We are expecting a copy of Moses. This is what they're saying. We're expecting a copy of Moses. They love Moses so much, and when they know that, they know, they believe that they have, there is a Messiah is coming, they want the Messiah, a copy of Moses, to bring manna again from heaven. But Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And that was against their expectation. No. We need it more. What happened to us in the wilderness? We need it more. Okay, let me ask you, Jews, what was the result of the people that ate the manna in the wilderness? Where are they now? You know what happened to them? You remember? All of them. They ate the manna. They ate the bread came from heaven, but they died. They still died. They ate the manna. You remember the explanation date of the manna? You know the box, the food cans and stuff expired. 2000 and it's good to eat until 2020 and even in 2025 I still eat it, no problem. So do you remember the expiration date of the manna? How long? One day. So it's good for what? One meal. One day. And then what? It gets rotten. And you cannot eat it. They were expecting the same. And now, the Messiah is in their life. Hallelujah. And offering them a true bread, a bread of life. The expiration date of the bread of life, what? How long? Eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am offering you something new. I am offering you something that if you eat, you will not be hungry again. I am offering you satisfaction for life. Not only life in earth, life for eternity. Take it. No. We need this. We need the old. This is wandering around. I need the old. I am the bread of life. Take it. Whoever believes in me, whoever eats, will never go hungry again. No. We need this. You remember? Like a pig goes to the mud. The pigs, pigs. Do you wash them? And give them perfume and everything, They clean them like shining like china glasses. And give them tie and everything. Leave them for 5 minutes. What will they do? They go back to the mud again. Like a dog eating his own vomit. We like the old, even though we have the option to eat the new, we have the option to be filled with the bread of life. Can you say amen that we will be eating the bread of life? The message today, it goes really well with what will happen today. Amen. We have the bread and the blood. We have the communion. Amen? I am the bread of life. Take me. No. No, we don't want that. We need the old. They said, isn't Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say, I come down from heaven? I am, 48, I am the bread of life. He says that, okay? Your ancestors ate from the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats from this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus saying that, Jesus proclaiming two things. Proclaiming that he is the true bread from heaven. He is the divine bread from heaven. That he is the bread that they were waiting for, that he is the Messiah, proclaiming that he is the Messiah that you are waiting for. Second thing that Jesus proclaiming, saying that Jesus wants to confirm, to confront the Jews about the manna. When they were hungry in the desert, God sent them the manna. In Moses called this manna, called it bread. Nehemiah called it bread from heaven. Okay? Psalm 78, 24 and 25. Psalm 24 called it that he rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them grain of heaven. Grain of heaven. Okay? In verse 25 in Psalm 78, it says, human beings ate the bread of angels. So they had a lot of history about manna. They have a lot of expectation that we need the grain from heaven. We need the manna from, we need to eat the angel food. But this kind of bread couldn't sustain their need, but they became more hungry, The Jews believed that Moses gave them the manna for the first time, as I said before, and they expecting the Messiah to give them the manna one more time. They believe that when the temple, this is a tradition, they believe that when the temple was destroyed, Prophet Jeremiah took the bowl that has the manna in the Ark of the Covenant. He took it and he hid it somewhere. And they believe the Messiah will find this manna that Jeremiah hid. He will find the manna again and bring it to them to feed them again from this manna. So I was like, okay, so you're still looking for the old. Still looking for the old. They are expecting we call it revival. Yeah? We call it revival those days. They are expecting great revival. And in this revival, the Messiah will come and will discover the hidden manna and will give them again to eat. What happened to you when you ate the manna, the old manna? You died. You're expecting the same. And this is the revival that you... And you have a Messiah saying that I am the bread of life. I give you eternal life. But they are still stubborn. They believe that they will have a new manna. Revelation 2:17. However, whoever has ears, let them hear that the Spirit says to the churches, to the one who is victorious, I will give you some of the hidden manna. The Bible speaks about the hidden manna, but do you think they are like they will feed them from the same old bowl of manna that Jeremiah hidden? No. He speaks about the life that Jesus Christ will give to whoever believes in him. And whoever will be victorious, he will give them the hidden manna. In 1 Corinthians 11, 24, 26, for I received from the Lord what I also passed unto you, the Lord Jesus. On the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. In my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. So Jesus in the Last Supper took the bread. Listen to this because this is amazing. This is amazing. I'm going to use one of pieces. Yeah. I'm going to eat it. So Jesus took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he lifted the bread up, and he gave thanks, and he said, take this. He broke it, and he said, take this. This is my body. What he did at this moment, it's very unique spiritual experience for the rest of the human being. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ and participate in this wonderful communion, what he did, he imparted his life. He imparted his body from his real body in earth when he came as a man into the bread. This is a spiritual, what do you call it, secret. Amazing. It's like, this bread we're eating, it's not only flour and water and maybe salt. If we believe that when Jesus said that, take my bread, take my body that was broken, to this moment, he was saying that every time you will do this, my body will be the bread of life for you. And the blood, when he lifted up the cup and he said, this is my blood, he imparted the power of his blood to the cup, to the wine, not only to be a normal wine, to become the blood that will save. Hallelujah. So whenever we are doing this, we're not doing tradition. We are eating the bread of life. We are drinking the cup of life. We are drinking. It's still, you see it as a bread. But we believe that the key word here is to believe that Jesus Christ, his body was broken for us. And instead of me, I become broken, he was broken instead of to carry our sin. And instead of my blood should be there on the cross, right? I sinned, and the wages of sin is what? Death. And instead of me dying, he died for me. And he's saying, I imparted the power of my broken body into this bread. I empowered the cup with my power to save into the cup, into the blood. So whenever you take it, remember that my body was broken. Remember that I am the bread of life. And whoever eats that bread will what? Will never go hungry. I pray today in the name of Jesus that today's communion will remember it, that we will never go hungry again. Amen. That we will eat it believing that our satisfaction is in Jesus Christ and alone in Jesus Christ, not in the tradition, not in the old, good or bad. It's not satisfying me anymore. My satisfaction, my to be filled is through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the broken body of Jesus Christ. He said that, and he said, do it and remember me. I'll read it. However, hallelujah. And when he gave thanks, he broke he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When we do this, he says, remember. Remember and remind each other with what happened. Okay? The word that you used in remembrance is amazing word. It's the same word that they use for radio, like yuziya, broadcast. Thank you. It's like when you do this, broadcast the news. When you do this, tell others. When you do this, tell others. Broadcast it, which means not only in a small group. Radio broadcast to what? Many and covers a lot, right? Jesus saying, when you participate, when you eat the bread, when you drink the cup, remember and broadcast the news to others. Okay, this is what I want to share quickly, and then we're going to participate. We hear negative stuff all the time, right? The enemy broadcast things about us all the time. You're a failure. And we receive it. Our receiver, radio, receives it. I'm a failure. And sometimes we say, yes, I am a failure. And we live as failures, right? Right? We believe it. We receive more and more negative things over our lives, not only in personal life, but as a country. Radio waves from the enemy all the time. I was watching one of the TV shows, and there is a Christian character in the show, and they made it to look like horrible, crazy woman. And she speaks about the Bible and Jesus Christ and so on, so on, so. This is broadcasting that whoever believes in Jesus will become like this woman. Crazy and angry and so on, so on, so on, so. They brought another character, a guy that tried to cut his hand because he believed that if your right hand, if your right makes you sin, just cut it. And they made it like he's a crazy person. So the radiation that the world saying about Jesus against Jesus, right? And now Jesus is saying, when you do this, remember me. Do the good news. Declare, broadcast the good news. Broadcast the good news that my body was broken for you, for the world. That I am the bread of life. For what? To the world. To the world. Amen? So Jesus is trying to encourage us to proclaim the good news. When we eat the bread of life, two things will happen. We will grow. We will grow. In 1 Corinthians 10:16, isn't that cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And isn't the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? When we eat that bread, when we drink that cup, we grow. I shared I shared this, I don't know where I shared it, before. Jonathan, he was three and a half. We were in Egypt in a conference center. So we were living in one room, all of us, me and him and Rola, and Sarah was only 35 days. So I was feeding him. And he said, he always gave me a hard time to eat his food. He does not finish his food and very, very hard time. So that day he said, today I'm going to finish my food. I was like, yes, amen. Why do you want to finish your food today, Jono? He said, because I want to grow to become like you. I was like, wow, good. Jono, why do you want to grow to become like me? He looked at the door. And he said, to open that door. And I was like, wow. Because he was little, he couldn't open the door to get out. He wants to be out of this room, you know. And all his dream is to open that door. And he thinks that if I become like my almighty father, then I will be able to open the door, you know. And I told him, no, before he said that, I asked him, why do you want to grow, Jono? Believe me, he said this. He said, because if you don't grow, you will die. I was like, wow, this is wisdom. 3 years and a half, and he knows, if you don't eat, you will. If you don't grow, you will. And now, the solution is to eat the bread of life. Because if you don't eat, you will die. If you eat the old, you will die. But Jesus is offering the bread of life to all of us. One reason why do we need to eat the children's bread is to grow. Second is to be united. Because we eat from one bread, one loaf. This is when we do this. We eat from one bread, one loaf, one cup to bring us all to one unity in Christ. When we pray the Salat al-Rabbaniyya, our Heavenly Father, Lord's Prayer. Thank you. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, the first thing we say, our Father in heaven. Which means, I am a son, and you are a daughter, and you are a son, our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, and so on. Give us our daily. We eat from the same bread. Give us our daily bread. We eat from the same bread. We come to the same body, to be united in the same body, and we have one desire: to be like Him, to take the good news to the world. Amen? We're going to pray, and then we're going to participate in the communion. Let's pray together. And the worship team, please come. Paul was praying for the people to be equipped to work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach, he says in Ephesians 4:13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Lord, we don't want the old. We need the fresh touch of heaven, Lord. We need the bread, the fresh bread of life that you give. Thank you for your body that was broken on the cross for me. Thank you for the blood that was shed for me. Lord, I pray that this church will be a church to remember your death on the cross all the time, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for each one of us. If we are hungry, if you are thirsty, come. Come. Come and eat from the living bread. Come and eat from the true bread. Whoever believes and eat from this bread will have eternal life. Why do you go try to satisfy yourself in things that never satisfied you? Why? Yes, Lord Jesus. As you imparted your life, the power of your broken body into the bread, and as you empowered the power of your blood that was shed in the cross into the cup, Lord, I pray that we will have a revelation of your broken body, of your blood today as we participate in this communion. Not only that, Lord, I pray for a bread of life for the rest of our journey on earth. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, hungry I'm coming, Lord. Hungry I come. Hungry I come. For I know that you satisfy. For I know that you fill me up with your love and grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? If you are, stand with me. Stand with me. Proclaim that you are hungry. Proclaim that you are thirsty to eat and drink. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.